speaks about the different lashonis of the Shevach Mahidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said there are five things, Avdus Lecheiros, Yogna Simcha, and Evel Yontim, and so on. Now he says, V'neima Lefanav HaLuka, the last paragraph on Kuf Samach Zayin on the right hand side, V'neima Lefanav HaLuka, Hu Shevach HaSiri, Shekoilol Shem V'Shevach Keechad. It's the tenth Shevach, and the Mail of Haleluka is that it's Kolel Shem V'Shevach Keechad. In other words, Halelu and Ka, and since it's a Haleluka, it's Kolel, it's a Chosh V'Shevach. I want to try to explain a little bit, we'll try to understand what that is. Let's see the next line, let's see the next few lines, and then we'll back up and we'll understand it. Why is this inyan of Shema Shevach so important, so much cheshiva, they're not having the Kimitsatshu Koil Shaosamai Toivis Bishinu Ateva Shinu Hogashal Olam? The type of Toivis we're talking about that are the type of inyanim that Haleluka refers to are things that are Chutz Miteva Olam. Ve'elo Toivis Hi Efsha Aseisam Shumalach Oishar Nivra Raku Yisparach. These are the type of things that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu is capable of doing. That's the type of Toivis. Ragisbach. Ulefikach, Hahil Azeh, Hulishmoy Dafke. Vizeh, Kichidush min Hogeshal Oilom, Vishinia Teva, Muchal Mitas Shmoy Yisbarach. Let's explain this and let's understand what it is. Let's say a person is a doctor and he does a toiva for me. He treats me for something that he's an expert on, and he can treat me for that. One case. Second case is I was carrying the same person, the same doctor. I was walking down the street carrying a heavy package. It's hard for me, and he comes and helps me. So in both cases, I owe the person ayashakayach. The difference is like this. In a second case, where I was carrying a heavy package, and the guy comes and helps me, his siyua and who he is be'etzim don't have a shaykhus one to another. Anybody could help me carry a package. Anybody who's kind enough and strong enough. And this person happens to be a doctor, but he helped me carry the package. That's nice. But I can't say that shevach is mitzarif to the person's mitzias. It's besides a doctor, he's also a person. If he healed me from some illness, and that illness, he's the one who's the world's expert on, and he does it. So when I say thank you, Dr. So-and-so, the thank you is be'etzem on the atzmius of that person, because it's a thank you to the inyan that only he's shayach to. So there's a type of shevach that it's a shevach, but it's not megale much on the person himself. And there's a type of shevach where I say the shevach itself is a gilui on the atzmis of the person, and they go hand in hand. There are many, many, many toivis a person owes a Kaddish Baruch Hu yashakoyach. Everything we say, everything we have is related back to Kaddish Baruch Hu, and therefore we need to be meshabeachim. Less than the polik. That's not a question. But the drachim in darkei hateva, the mahalchim in darkei hateva, are miyuchad to malachim. In other words, a malach is a hanhaga within the realm of teva. Once it's gone to a malach, it somehow goes into the world of teva. And b'meila, there are many occurrences. Any occurrence that is not b'derech chutz miderech hateva is going through teva. And is shayach to some entity other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. And therefore, if I'm a shabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I owe a shevach for all these things, but that shevach is never a gilui on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the things that have a mahalach in darkei hateva, the gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't really exist. Masha'inkein, things that are shini mederech hateva, Shirim Derech Ateva means this steps out of the realm of Teva. It's not only the pshat that it's very difficult and nobody is as strong enough to split the ocean or whatever it is. It means This is something that is from without the world, not within the world. And the only entity, the only thing that we can say is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for a nes, thanks is a gilui on HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. And that's why the halal and the shevach and the shame come in one word, because it's a gilui. That's what he says, Olfikach. The understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he does nisim flaws, it's not an understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mighty, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is strong, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is great. It's the shinui and tfisa between everything that we recognize that is a result of Teva and has to work within the framework of Teva and is Toli. Nothing in the world exists outside the laws of physics. Nothing in the world exists outside those in Yanim that are Toichim, the Tchum of the world. And therefore, that's one large group of things. Then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he's not Toli from the world, he is not the product of the world, he's not Toli in the world, and b'meila, the whole world of Sheva, of Nisim, means a gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as he really is, as opposed to everything which is only a part of the world. And that's why the Shini HaTeva is now, even though we do find Malachim went to turn over stone and this and that, that was already in the dark of a Shlichus. That was already, once it was decided to turn over, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to them. But other than that, the etzem shinui is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lekach shinui ha-teva min hog sh'olim yuchal sh'mo yisbarach be'atzma ashu yochet bo'ilom oisem mitzad shu nivlo bo'ilom. Ushan ibdol mitzad shem yisachsim el ho'ilom shem chelek ho'ilom ein ha-po'ilom bo'ilom shinui ho'ilom klal. Ha-shem yisbarach shu nivlo mo'ilom hu sh'po'il bo'il b'tzayna. I want to add one more knetch. We said over here that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts with a Shini HaTeva. A Malach, in a certain sense, is not a Tevedik, a Bria. It's not something that we normally find in a microscope or in a binoculars. It's not something that we mean Teva in that sense. But let's take an example of something that shows the difference. When Klal Yisrael was Chayte by Chet HaEgel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, "Hinei Hashem Echad Malach Lefanecha." Now is going to be a Malach taking you out. The point about the Malach taking out, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "Yishomer," because he's not going to be Lo Yisrael Lefishaychem. No monkey business with a Malach. A Malach has a Mahalach. There's Midas Adin, and if you cross him and you do wrong, it's finished. In the world of Hanhaga, even Ruchnius, there's also a teva. There's a darkei mishpat. That's a teva. It's not the teva scientists are familiar with, but it's the teva that we have svarim on it. And Kabbalah, in a certain sense, what? It's a side issue. Pashas, not the rare instances. The pashas is they don't have bechira. There are some places where Chazal seem to point out bechira. You need to answer those rather than to make that statement the other way. The pashas, they don't have Bechira, and it's only there are two, three, four Chazal that indicate it. But all that we learn about Hanhagas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Sifrei, in Chochmas Pnim, in Kabbalah, is a Hanhaga, it's a Ruchnisik Hanhaga, but it has Klolim. It has the fact that you can write down which Hanhaga causes what, and so on and so forth. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is above it. None of it applies to him. And therefore, when they went down the Daraka, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, okay, you're going to have a Malach that's going to run, that's going to take care of you. The Malach is a very unforgiving Malach. There's, you make a mistake, and that's it. So just like, yes, I can praise the doctor, thank you so much for helping me with the packages. It is a praise, and it's to the doctor, but it's not going to the atzmius of it. When I thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the things that work within Teva, yes, I owe him that, but the real Shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu as such are those in Yonim that are mechutz derech HaTeva. It's funny, when we say Moedim, al nisecha shevchol yoyim imanu, in other words, we call the things that we especially want to Shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nisecha shevchol yoyim. V'hayna shechadosh oisus moisin shevari yashach shmedavke. Omnom, he says, Timtza leluka gam kash kein kasha hil ena b'chirish oisim moifzim is an akshalom. You do find haleluka for other things. Shei timtza psuk rezim shem sayim mascha haleluka. Afagav de shomini nema al shirim egoilom. De ze ein kasha. De gam ha pa'ulos asher nema shom mesiachsim l'shem v'lo el zulosai. O lefikach shom gam kinu koil shem v'shevach l'adiyah kasha v'zim yuchad l'shmo yisparach. So he says like this. The klal I gave you is true only one direction. That the Shevach for Nisim is Haleluka only. But Haleluka can be used for other things, like David HaMelech, when he's Oymed on HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the ultimate Bayrei, he can say Haleluka on things that we see as Teva. So it's correct to say Haleluka is going only on that, but not the other way around. Sharei Chidush Nisim V'Riflois HaShevach Baruch Polvad Lol Zulosayik Mesh Amru. L'chein ha-nisim yichodun lo yizbarach. V'zeh sh'ama Moshe, u'bame yivoda eifoy ki motzasi chayim b'necha, ale b'lech t'chay imonu v'pli ani v'amcho v'kol ha-amim, v'tirgim unklis b'meyach sh'chinos chimona, v'isavn lo p'shuli v'amach. Harei l'cho b'feirish. Ke ha-niflois. So in that same parasha we spoke about, Moshe said, u'bame yivoda eifoy ki motzasi chayim b'necha, v'ale b'lech t'chay imonu, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mani k'la Yisrael, v'niflinu ani ma'amecha, and we will be distinct. And the uncle says, what does it mean to be distinct? It says, "B'meyach shchinos chimana, v'yisabdul lan aprishli lamach." And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do nisim. Prisha means things that are extraordinary, things that are unique. Harei lecha b'feirish ka niflois layasek kimad Yashem yisparach sh'oysi niflois. Ulekach bikei shetelach ha-shchini imo yvlinzor zibiyat malach, Nisim Ashayat HaKadosh Baruch Hu only because they are out of Teva. Lekachama v'neim alafan v'aluka l'halois al-nisim n'flois n'chol yisparach. Okay, so the first thing is that's the explanation of Haleluka, that one explanation is that it comes from Nisim and so on. He's going to say another explanation that is the same in the Teuchen, but not in other words, his etzem pirish is Haleluka is a shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu on things that are only shayach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it's not shayach anywhere else. The first one he said was nisim. He has a second one. Omnam yesh loyma gam kein loy mitzal chirush nisim eflo is dafka nema sham Haleluka rak kol tzora haboli Yisrael v'im noy shoy mimeno. Any tzara that comes to Klal Yisrael, that they're noisha from it, it's roi leklal Yisrael timhala kadosh baruch hu. V'zeh, ki atzara sheyegir liYisrael noisha mimena de kadosh baruch hu, po'ul zeh miyuchad lakadosh baruch hu, ke'ein zeh po'ulas ha-malochim. Mipnei ki ha-malochim kashen nivru kach oimdim b'li shinui. Lo yuchlu lo'hoisev lo legril ashan es dova, ki imali rotzan kadosh baruch hu sho'oisev. Olafikach, kashoyet tzor li yisro of nefle toiva, shinu ze shoysa shul lehem minat tzoro, od yishmo yisbarach bevaday. Shebetzoyna kol yochal aso yisro noysi miral le toiv. So he says a second inyan, the maral, that there is a gili of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and unique to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what a mal couldn't do. Let's consider the following. In Yonim, of Teva, there are no radical changes. So for instance, if a person has a certain medical condition and a certain medication doesn't work, it doesn't work. So this is not effective against this. It may be other things are effective. So one way of getting cured is other things are effective. A person, a Klal Yisrael is in a certain country, And there are reasons why the Goyim don't like them. And they're angry at them, they're upset at them, and they really want to get rid of them or rob them or whatever it is. There's a Tevatic explanation for it, then we can map it out. If, let's say, they leave the country, they go someplace else, that's a Teva, that they were in this country and it was bad, and they picked up their bags went to another country was nice, now it's fine. But that country should reverse course. And the same set of circumstances that in case one was detrimental, and in case two, it's excellent. So let's say a person has an illness, and the same medication for months wasn't doing anything, and then all of a sudden, miraculously starts doing something. That's a type of thing that we can't put into Teva. Teva is consistent. So if this medication worked, it worked. If the sociological aspects of these two nations are that they get each other's nerves, and they become jealous of them, and so on and so forth, then they should always be jealous of them. And they should always hate them, and should always try to destroy them. That there should be a hishapchus, meaning in the same case of given circumstances, the effect is different. When we speak about a Yeshua that we were saved from, we had a tzara, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us. We're talking about a situation where al pi derech hateva, the same factors were there, and it should have continued bad. And the fact that there's a change, in other words, that the same ingredients create a very different result, that's something that we see Yad Hashem. This, by the way, is the inyan of the Venafahu and the Haficha that we find out that we keep talking about and so on. It's I don't understand something. It's like the same set of things. It's like I take wood and a match, and one place it burns, and one place it produces ice. Like, hello? Like, what's the pshat? Like, how does a match to a piece of wood in one place burn and one place freeze? That would be something that's extraordinary. So in events with Klal Yisrael, when there's a Yeshua from a tzara, means that the Yeshua is sharp enough to say nothing changed, it must be HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because Teva runs naturally. So if a nation is oppressing us, let's say the Mitzrayim over 200 years would have gradually became lazy and loosened their grip on Klal Yisrael, and slowly Klal Yisrael would have worked their way into the economy of Egypt, and they would have become free. So okay, we'd look at it and we'd say, that's history. That has nothing to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But forget about the Nisan part of it. That events change so dramatically, that's Yad Hashem. Yad Hashem, in the sense, tangible. So Malach doesn't have any shinuyim, but ki'ima diratzan kadosh baruch hu. The fikar shayit tzori yisrael v'nefach l'toiva. When the tzor is nefach, in other words, the same set of circumstances flip around. Shinu zeh shayit tzula min atzoru adei shmoyis baruch v'vaday shabetzoyna kol yochal asis v'shayin tzmer l'toiv. L'kach tikna b'chol tzor shayit yisrael doi shemenu l'hal b'shem aluka. That's a second pshat. A third pshat. V'gam yeshom yishepir shem alaluka shu mehulol behalaluka harbe. That there's many shvachim. V'zeh. V'pnei hu yisbarach yochal al kol ha-maisim shu nivdol mikol nimtsoyim. Loi tuchol liyachis elav shvach echad miyuchad. The hilul harbe means anything that's within the Bria, any entity, any malach, it has a particular set of parameters that it functions in. This is through refuah, this is through parnasa, this is through a winning over the enemies, and so on and so forth. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has many tishpachos, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can't box him into one set of circumstances, one set of parameters. In this thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is great. Meaning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mehulol in many ways. The type of hilul that is specific to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is something that is included in many lulim. Lemar de mefarsh shel luka shekol shem beshevach, odif leloshen zeh shemoy hilul zeh shemegiyah shmoy yisparach, or lemar odif mash bekol shvachim. So the two explanations in Halleluka, both of them mean the same thing. One of them is the fact that Haleluka means it's the Hilul and the name of Hashem in one. One of them says the word Haleluka means many, many Hilul. That's what the word means. But both of them point at a specific angle at which Haleluka is mizyuchet to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Either because it's not restricted to any one type of anhaga, or because the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Hilul come as one unit. It's a Hilul to something which is directly Hashem, as opposed to something which is incidental. It's one of the things and so on. Okay, we'll hold it here.